This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Security problems still exist in Iraq. Cities across the country are struggling to get local governments back in operation. One case is Fallujah, a turbulent Sunni city west of Baghdad that sometimes has violent anti-American demonstrations. The mayor there is working closely with a young American officer to try to restore a semblance of functioning government. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Fallujah.
The Fallujah government has no money. Right now, its budget consists of what army officials can call from the U.S. Provisional Authority in Baghdad or their own discretionary fund. So the real power here rests with John Ives, a boyish-looking 27-year-old American Army captain. This day, a local tribal elder needs Captain Ives to help get workers rehired and back irrigating Dreamland. Dreamland, yes, that's its real name, is the Fallujah area bath party pen built by Saddam Hussein's son, Uday. Before the war, the irrigation system that was used to maintain Dreamland's trees, gardens, and decadent lake ran off into farm fields behind the complex. Since the war, no watering means no runoff and no crops. No money equals angry farmers.
Do me a favor, get their list of names and all the other people that are going to be working with them, as many as you can get, because what we have to do is get them screened and then we're going to get them on Dreamland to start working. And try and get some of the details of who's going to pay for it. Like, do they have somebody who's already going to pay for all that work, or do they need some sort of support from U.S. forces? Okay?
Okay, I'm going to say
that. As soon as Captain Ives steps warily back into his air-conditioned office, Fallujah's deputy traffic police chief, Abdul Hamid Shakan, politely accosts him about the shabby conditions of the traffic police headquarters.
Okay, and what do you need for that building?
Furniture, electricity, equipment, fans, ACs, any building, official building can need.
So just need something to make his building nicer?
Yes.
Okay, what else, sir?
Vehicles. They need 10 vehicles.
10 vehicles?
Yes.
You know, the police don't even have 10 vehicles.
Officially, Captain Ives is the liaison officer to Fallujah, but he really functions as the de facto chief of staff to the new mayor, Tawa Badiwi Alwani. Alwani doesn't control much cash yet, but his constituents still flock daily to see the man they hope will solve all their ills. The air outside the mayor's office is thick with cigarette smoke and impatience. Farmer Thamir Hamid is hoping to find out anything he can about a relative who went missing 1 week ago.
He's here to look for his uncle. His uncle was missing from last Tuesday. They want to know if he's in American custody or not, if his car was looted or someone maybe killed him. They just want to know, where is he at?
Mayor Alwani tries to settle disputes ranging from stolen sheep and neighborhood noise to big ticket issues like water, electricity, and security.
Security is more important for everybody. If there is no security, people, they're going to not be happy to do and to look for future progress. If there is security, people, they're going to work and looking for a project to help their families and their people.
The working relationship between the Iraqis and Americans is far from smooth. There are daily misunderstandings, miscommunications, and confusion. Some U.S. forces here are frustrated by the new U.S.-trained Fallujah Police Department's failure to track down leads when Americans are attacked, or even to help out at checkpoints. Back in his office, Captain Ives says the type A personalities in the U.S. Army are continually running hard into the slow-paced inshallah or God-willing culture of the Iraqi police.
The majority of the police are very, let's smoke a cigarette, have a cup of tea before we make anything happen. And so our soldiers are saying we have to do it right now, trying to get that point across and break that cultural boundary of, well, it can happen today, it could happen tomorrow, I don't know. Inshallah. We have to get past the inshallah, and our soldiers have to understand that, you know, this is the land of inshallah.
Before leaving, the traffic police chief has one more request of Captain Ives on behalf of the 60 men who now work for him in the heat of Fallujah's crowded intersections.
And something else, he forgot. In the interchange, policeman is standing, he needs something to protect him from the sun.
How about sunblock? Just rub that on. Okay, so some sort of shade. All right, these aren't ridiculous requests. Tell him that.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Fallujah.
Photographs of the mayor of Fallujah are at npr.org.